It felt good, you know. Finally hit me today, you know. Got to put on my jersey, you know. Got to put on my uniform and just come out here and play football, you know. We've all been waiting for this day, you know, a long time throughout the draft process. You know, we got the chances, you know, show what we could do today.
A lot of information flying at you fast to take in.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot, you know. It's a whole new play we got to learn, you know. You learn different terminology, different rules, you know, different areas. But, you know, I feel like I'm picking up a lot.
How exciting is this for you?
I was real excited. You know, it's been a goal of mine since I was 6 years old, you know, to actually live my dream, you know. It just feels good.
What was it like waiting for the draft, and then when you saw it was the Steelers or heard from the Steelers?
It was long, you know. The draft process this year was longer. You know, they pushed it back to May. You know, I was just sitting there watching the draft with my family, and I was just watching picks go by, this running back being taken, this running back being taken. I was just sitting there, like, you know, just waiting for my call, you know. And then my phone rang, I seen it was a 412 number, and I seen on my screen that Pittsburgh was coming up, and that's new.
Did you have much conversations with them before?
I met with them at a combine for 15 minutes, a 15-minute meeting, but that was about it.
What do you study what this team has or doesn't have, and do you think about what role you can play with this team?
Yeah, no, I think I can play a big role, you know, playmaking capability, you know, different positions, running back, receiver, you know, and helping the special teams game.
I'm sure you've heard a lot about your size. How much is that a motivator? Is that something that drives you?
Yeah, it's definitely motivating. You know, I've been here my whole life. You know, that's why I play with the chip on my shoulder. You know, everyone tells me I'm too small. You know, I can't take hits. You know, I can't do this. I can't do that. But, you know, I'm just out to play football, and I know what I can do.
How much do you enjoy special teams? You know, obviously did very well on it.
I do it a lot. You know, I know that's a big part of football. You know, and when you have good special teams, you know, you can have a good team.
Are you comfortable punt returning, or is it more kickoff returns?
No, I'm comfortable with both. You know, I've been working on both.
I heard no one kicked you last year, and the one team that did, you took it to the house.
Yeah, you heard correct. No, that's what happened.
So why didn't your college coach put you in punt return role?
I got hurt early in the year, and no, and after that it was just, you know, kind of keeping me healthy, you know, stay on the field.
One of those, you're too valuable to risk it. So that's what they're thinking about Antonio Brown.
So. Yeah, so I'm just here to help out.
Do you see yourself as a running back, receiver? How do you view yourself?
I see myself as a running back, but no, I also see myself as someone who can help in the receiver role, so... I'm just someone you can use versatile. So I'm a versatile player.
You talked to any of the veteran guys get in contact with you since you've been drafted?
Yeah, no, they've been here. No, I got here early, so I've been here since Monday. So I got to work out with them, a bunch of guys. So I've been talking to a bunch of guys.
What injury were you dealing with, you said?
Left ankle injury.
Got Bucky all year then?
No, till about fourth game.